You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is seeking 65,000 square feet of new office space somewhere within Loop 1604 in San Antonio. Local lease offers were submitted to the General Accounting Office last month. The agency has yet to announce if a lease was awarded. ICE confirmed to TPR that the U.S. General Services Administration supports the Trump administration's goal of fortifying the federal footprint in San Antonio. The new office space would be in addition to an east side warehouse that ICE plans to convert into an immigrant detention center. The San Antonio City Council has approved more than $19 million in human services and homeless services funding through September of 2027. TPR's Corey Cook reports.
The money will support 84 programs operated by 52 nonprofit agencies across the city. Officials say the contracts are aligned with long-term goals focused on housing stability, youth success, and reducing chronic homelessness. SA Youth Interim Executive Director Jeremy Manginelle says the funding helps organizations maintain critical services for vulnerable young people.
Our students come from more than 55 zip codes across Bexar County. Many of them have experienced the same things: instability, hardship, trauma, homelessness, poverty, or simply feeling like the system gave up on them. But they have not given up on themselves.
The contracts begin June 1st and include an option to renew through September 2028, pending future council approval and available funding. I'm Corey Cook in San Antonio.
The National Transportation Safety Board released a preliminary report Thursday on the explosions that destroyed two Northside San Antonio homes last month. The NTSB report shows that CPS Energy detected a gas leak at the first explosion site about an hour and a half before the second home was destroyed. The second home did not have gas services at the time. The leaking line ran in close vicinity. Five people in the homes were injured, along with a CPS Energy worker who had been on site. Two lawsuits have been filed against CPS Energy over the explosions. The NTSB investigation is ongoing. A new study on rain events in Texas could help reduce urban flood risks and improve planning for extreme weather. TPR's Jerry Clayton has more.
The Texas A&M Urban Flood Study found that cities can actually change the weather depending on the type of weather event. Researchers looked at individual storm events in DFW, Austin, Houston, and San Antonio and found that cityscapes could make some storms more intense. Dr. John Nielsen Gammon is a Texas A&M University atmospheric scientist and co-author of the study. He says the most dangerous types of urban storms are ones similar to the May 2025 San Antonio flood, which killed 13 people.
That sort of rainfall runs off quickly and can potentially overwhelm sewer systems and urban creeks and streams and culverts.
Cities can create what are referred to as urban heat islands, which cause storms to be more intense. The study also found that urban areas could actually lessen the intensity of cold fronts as they passed through. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
And you can learn more about the urban flood study at tpr.org. Today is the last day to cast an early ballot in the primary runoff elections. Election day is Tuesday, May 26. Around 50,000 ballots have been cast in Bexar County as of Thursday. Republican runoff ballots have so far outnumbered Democratic ones in Bexar County. Polls are open today from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. View what's on the ballot and where you can vote on TPR's online voter guide at tpr.org. The San Antonio Spurs take on the Oklahoma City Thunder at home tonight for Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. The series tied at one win apiece. Veteran De'Aaron Fox and rookie Dylan Harper are listed as questionable for tonight's game. Tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. at the Frost Bank Center. The game will air on NBC and stream on Peacock. You're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.